This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate Mahayogi Guru Gorakhnath Ayush University at Gorakhpur in Uttar Pradesh today. State Governor Anandiben Patel and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will be present on the occasion. More from our correspondent.
On the second day of President's visit to Uttar Pradesh, the state's first Ayush University named after Mahayogi Guru Gorakhnath will be inaugurated in Gorakhpur. It will be an important center for both education and treatment in traditional system of medicine, including Ayurveda, Unani and Homeopathy. More than an academic institution, the university will open new avenues of employment and promote commercial cultivation of medicinal plants in the region. The foundation stone of this university was laid on August 28, 2021 by then President Ram Nath Kovind. Spread over 52 acres, the university has been developed with a sanctioned budget of more than 267 crore. After inauguration of this university, the president will also visit Gorakhnath Temple. Apart from that, President Murmu will inaugurate the academic block, auditorium and Panchkarma Center and lay the foundation stone of the girls' hostel at the Arogyadham campus of Mahayogi Gorakhnath University in Sonbarsa. Tight security arrangements have been made in Gorakhpur in view of the president's visit. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
Ministry of Railways has rationalized the basic fare of passenger train services to be effective from today. The train fares will be increased marginally for non-AC mail and express trains by 1 paise per kilometer and for AC classes by 2 paise per kilometer. The ministry has said that there will be no increase in suburban single journey fares and monthly season tickets. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will participate in the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Washington, United States today. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs stated that the Quad Foreign Ministers will build upon the discussions held during the last meeting of the foreign ministers, which took place in Washington on January 21 this year. They will exchange views on regional and global developments, particularly those concerning the Indo-Pacific, and review the progress made on various Quad initiatives in the run-up to the Quad Leaders Summit, which will be hosted by India. The statement said the ministers are also expected to deliberate on new proposals aimed at advancing the shared vision of a free and open Indo-Pacific. In a landmark initiative to bolster maritime cooperation in the Indo-Pacific, the Coast Guards of India, Japan, United States and Australia have launched the first ever Quad at Sea Ship Observer mission. The cross-embarkation mission, conducted under the Wilmington Declaration, sees two officers, including women officers, from each nation aboard the U.S. Coast Guard Cutter Stratton, currently en route to Guam. This pioneering mission marks a significant step in operational coordination among Quad members, aimed at boosting joint readiness, domain awareness and interoperability in the region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that terrorism anywhere is a threat to peace everywhere. He pointed out that any state sponsorship must be condemned. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at the inauguration of an exhibition on the human cost of terrorism at the UN headquarters in New York last night.
The United Nations Security Council issued a strong condemnation of a particularly horrific act of terrorism in Pahalgam. It demanded that its perpetrators be held accountable and brought to justice. We have since seen that happen. What that response underlines, the message of zero tolerance for terrorism. The world must come together on some basic concepts. No impunity to terrorists, no treating them as proxies, and no yielding to nuclear blackmail. Any state sponsorship must be exposed and must be countered.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the monthly average rainfall in the country as a whole during the month of July 2025 is most likely to be above normal, exceeding 106% of the long period average. Addressing a press conference, IMD Director General Mrityunjay Mohapatra said that most parts of the country are likely to experience normal to above normal rainfall. About 10 lakh footballs will be distributed to schools across the country to boost participation in football and nurture a strong sporting culture among the students. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan announced this while flagging the distribution of FIFA footballs as part of the Football for Schools. And that is the end of this news bulletin.